one thing is I can mediocre show up for myself. I can keep myself alive.
Yeah.
I can float
above water.
I can get enough blood work.
I've got some time.
A lot of appointments in between, but
welcome to another episode of Stay Rooted with your hosts, Stephanie and Lauren. Pull up a chair because you're attending the virtual mom support group. Light your sage because we are going through it
and growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. We've been doing this thing for a minute now, and we were kind of just talking about that in our last episode. That, like, last spring, and, well, before the spring, we started thinking about it probably closer to, like, the winter. And we were like, what if we just, you know, and we did, and we started a whole podcast, and this week is a really big week for us.
And it's funny because I feel as though in the back of my mind I was always like, I would love to do a podcast.
Always.
But that's, like, it's really weird to own your shit, you know?
It is. And, like, as much as, you know, we say we love the feedback, we're still getting used to, like, the being confronted with, hey, you say things and you record them and you put them out there with pictures of yourselves. And, like, that's a whole thing.
Like, being approached in the wild. What am I, Jennifer Lopez?
I know. You're like, ah. God, this life is.
I'm like, no pictures. What is that? You're like, nobody has tried to take pictures of me.
You're like, is that TMZ over there? I thought I saw TMZ.
I'm like, I don't want to wear these sweatpants in the tabloid.
Someone might see me. Well, that one time, and like, we've had stages of like, you know, growing with this podcast and like, just like growing through it. And like, it's just evolved into such a thing. And I like remember the time when like someone recognized you out in the public that wasn't already your friend just listening to us. And like,
Target Nicole.
And like, you know, a local celebrity you could have felt like, you know.
And oh, absolutely. And that's why I'm kind of like mocking it because I feel like, because
it's
obviously it feels so big to us.
To
because us. To feel that I supported that one person
is a lot.
For somebody to,
it means a
for
lot.
Somebody to try to, what do you call, parallel park a Target stroller to talk to me.
What an honor.
Those wheels don't bend.
No, they don't. Those carriages are always fully, you know, they're upright. They're never bent.
To me, that feels like the best feeling because I know that
you
I help
somebody
and I reach somebody and they're reaching me back, which helps me.
Yeah.
But also I have like this weird inner talk that's just like eats me up a little bit.
Yeah.
And one thing about the podcast is that as we've done it, I've owned what I'm saying and what we're doing more and more because what we have always put out is what we support, what we believe in.
Yes.
Like how we feel. We want to be represented authentically.
100%.
To the best that we can.
Yes.
You know, without giving you a mailing address.
Exactly. And sometimes we accidentally do. And then we say, Kenny,
and
cut
then we
that
say,
out.
Kenny,
I'm sorry.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Give them our mailing address.
I'm sorry. That was stupid, Kenny. Take it out. They don't need to know my kid's PCP's name. You know?
But it is just like, it's this level of connection.
That's what I was going to say. It's
truly
a want for connection. So we get personal.
It's become very real for me.
100%.
And it's become very personal. And I feel like I owe it to the Rooties. I owe it to you. I owe it to my husband that produces and edits our conversations. Like, we record.
Let's talk about this. It's a quick turnaround.
We record ourselves just talking some hot shit.
Hot shit.
About my husband. Sometimes you come here and you're like, do you want to fight with your husband? We don't even always put it in the episode when Stephanie comes and wages a war.
So I'm like, you want to spice things up in here a bit?
You're like, I need to talk some shit, so you better talk some shit to level out
don't
the waves.
Don't let me be alone in this war.
Level
right
out
now.
The airwaves.
Yeah.
But we do that, and then he edits it. He listens to it for hours.
And I hope he laughs, and I'm sure he does.
So
I'm sure he does.
This is his small, small bravo.
Yes, yes. Take a bow, Kenny. And honestly,
add whatever music you'd like.
And he does encourage us too, because sometimes before we record, we're not feeling like we're feeling authentically shitty. And he's like, you know, you can still do this. And sometimes we roll our eyes at him and he goes upstairs and we burrow away and we, you know, we record a podcast. But like,
and other it times,
does do something.
Other times he's fucking annoying. We say, get out of here. And some that sometimes like, that's ew, the energy
tell
we
your
needed.
Boyfriend to leave. We're hanging. It's girls' night.
Like, why does your boyfriend always show up at our podcast space?
I'm like, where's his mojo dojo house?
You don't have to say dojo and house and casa.
But you do because it feels good.
Get him out of here. This is Barbie's dream house.
It's my dream house. It's mine.
But where do you live?
He's a zaddy.
Not in this basement.
He's a zaddy group, Rudy groupie.
Yes, he is.
Truly.
Absolutely. But,
at first, I thought the real world was run by men. And then there was a minute where I thought it was run by horses.
But yes, but I feel like, you know, I have to show up for him. And us showing up for each other.
Yes.
In a way represents the whole thing.
It does.
It has really propelled me personally. Because one thing is I can mediocre show up for myself. I can keep myself alive.
Yeah. I can float above water.
I can get enough blood work. Like, you know,
I've got some time.
A lot of appointments in between. But yeah, I can show up for myself. But when I am up to the ante of not letting someone else down.
Yeah.
Of connecting with someone in a way that I want to show up.
Yes.
Then I am just, I'm very, like, that definitely lights a fire under me.
100%.
So I feel like once I found you, I knew that, like, we could do a podcast.
It's so funny, though, because it felt that way so fast. Like, you know, we met and we became fast friends. And the day that we met, we had such a comfort with talking to each other that, like, we were talking about things that were, like, that were like heavy topics that you don't talk to someone the first time you meet in the middle of COVID. Like, you just don't. But like, we had such a way of connecting with each other. And like, I feel like we built this dream in hopes that our personalities could match and mesh with other people and people would listen to and enjoy us and relate to us and not feel so alone. And we had a confidence within each other and our friendship that like, if we do this, I think it can be something cool. And I feel like I'm really proud of us and where we've brought this to, because we have like, we have held ourselves accountable. And even when it's been hard, we've come back. Even when it's been really difficult to record, when we've had a lot of things going on, this has just been so important to us that like, we will not let it just like get tossed aside.
Yes. And I feel like we've held such an accountability and we've propelled forward in such a way that like, it's so easy to, you know, as you make your goals, you want these long-term goals and you see them as tangible in the moment, especially if it's spring. Because the grass
especially when the sun comes out.
So you make these unreasonable timestamps.
Yeah, because you're excited.
Time is a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And you let yourself down all the time.
All the time.
For no reason, really. It's like
you're
this,
just tired.
It's this mythical letdown.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you're just disappointed in
and the
yourself.
Fact that there's not enough time to do all the things that you thought that you wanted to do.
But really, the disappointment should come in the fact that you can't like separate yourself from that and really see your growth.
Yes.
So my husband has like a little Willy Wonka way. He's like a little cynical Willy Wonka.
I could see him in that outfit, honestly.
He's, like, he's the Oompa Loompas once I've already turned into the grape. Truly.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
If you're a couples therapist, slide in my DMs. What does that mean? See,
dissect
that's the part.
This.
That's
dissect
the, that's
this
the new
us.
Part of our episode where we ask for advice.
We ask for help. This but, don't let this be mixed up. We need help.
But he came in and he told me my like retrospective cautionary tale where he was like, Lauren, look at yourself. Like, you talk in our basement with your best friend about topics that you feel are important.
Mm-hmm.
You find an audience through the internet, right? A concept that we learned in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, and thousands of unique listeners have listened to you talk to your best friend in our basement.
I like sometimes
on the internet.
When
that
you say
you
it
learned.
More times, I get a little bit of anxiety about it. I'm like, what have I said? what haven't I said?
Where's my photo bucket?
That's a lot of hours. What if someone finds my MySpace? You know, they're not going to love it.
If anyone's going to find the photo buckets, it's going to be the Gen Z's.
It's going to be the Gen Z's, and I'm scared. But, like, I completely agree, and I feel that way, and I feel like we just have such a real connection, and I think that that's what we've wanted to come through so strong in this podcast, and I know on some level that it is, because when we get that feedback and people are telling us that they feel less alone, like, that means the world to us. That's why we're putting our thoughts out into space, question mark? I don't know where it's living, but, like, you guys give us the confidence to come here and keep doing this, and now it's been a whole year, and, like, I feel really grateful. Like, I feel really proud. I feel excited for what's to come. I feel like we just keep growing, and, you know, it's a little scary, but in a good kind of way, because every kind of change for me is a little scary, but, like, I'm excited, you know?
And I feel as though if you've watched Ralph Breaks the Internet, stay with me.
Yeah.
Then you can kind of think of the internet as a tangible place.
Yeah.
And I feel like we found our little corner, our little storefront of the internet.
Yes.
We said we'd never go IRL, but maybe we're going IRL.
We might. We might be dabbling,
whatever.
I don't know.
We don't want to talk about it yet.
Yeah. But I don't want to throw up right now.
But
save that for later.
We found this little corner of, like I said, like, the internet is something that we learned about and we learned to use, and we had trial and error with, like, it was not something that was figured out for the generation that was receiving it while they grew.
Yes.
And for us to kind of harness it.
I feel like we're using it for good.
For good in our own
way. Are we using our power for good?
Are we Superman?
Someone said it.
Are we the Incredibles?
You stretch your arm out to the other end of the basement.
Should we get super suits?
I think we should. Although I kind of want to be Edna. That's her name, right?
She makes the super suits. An arguably heroic job.
A heroic. She is the unsung hero on the front line.
In that manner, then I want to be Jack-Jack. But yeah. I was also kind of thinking of us as a mermaid.
You have
man.
A Jack-Jack.
I was
Barnacle.
And Barnacle Boy.
Yes.
I think I would be Mermaid Man just because you have longer legs than me.
Yeah, for the costume's sake, I would have
for
to have
Barnacle. Cosplay.
I would have to have Barnacle Boy's inseam, you know, to fit in the leggings. So
if you want our first IRL to be us as Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy at a Comic-Con near you,
you know, just
vote.
Leave a review and tell us. Below. And we'll do it probably because we just want you guys to like us. But
happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Stay Rooted. Thank you for coming to our birthday party. You know, I love this. I love this podcast. It really means the world to us that we can come here every day and do this. And, like, I don't know. I think this also speaks to the fact that, like, moms, it's okay to put aside time for yourself. Like, we've carved this time out because this is important to us and we are passionate about it. And it's so important for us, for every person, to make time for their passions. And that's what we're doing. And we're leading by example, even when we're half asleep in the whatever the Wednesday night.
Yes. And I want to thank every single Rudy because we live for your feedback. We see our downloads increasing.
Yeah.
We see engagement with our posts and we love talking to you. And like we said, we manifested and built the little community that we always hope for.
Yeah.
And we pour as much of our souls and whatever's left at the bottom of our rusty, dirty cups.
Mm-hmm.
Into this, and we show up even some days when we don't think that we're going to be able
even to. Even when it's probably against medical advice to do so.
And I'm going to say something that the wise Daisy once said.
You going to tell me something?
But if we can do this good part-time, imagine how good we could do this full time.
Nugget, the offer still stands.
That is truly what Stay Rooted is about. That is about this becoming a brand, about this reaching you in different ways, and about us becoming parts of this online community that we feel are important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just really proud of what we've done and what we've said. And I can't wait to keep doing this with you.
And I can't wait to keep empowering the other women, mothers, people in our community, people in other communities. Like, I can't wait to just be beside them, rooting for them.
Absolutely.
Always.
Let's keep doing this forever.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Rooties.
Happy birthday, Stay Rooted.
We're one.
Yeah, we're one. Thanks for attending our virtual mom support group with Stephanie
and Lauren. Pull up a chair, light the sage. We are going through it.
And growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you.
My God.
We did it.
We should have a cake.
We should. Don't tell the Rooties we don't have a cake.
I know. Let's have
We have a cake.
We're eating cake.
No, we're not. And I'm going to say something that the wise Daisy once said.
You gonna tell me something?
But if we can do this good part-time, imagine how good we could do this full-time.